Broadcasting live from God's country, Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street, La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I'd like to thank the fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build, sponsoring all the broadcasts this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and special event coverage tomorrow from the Democratic Party Convention at the La Crosse Center. Dom, I've been joined by a fine candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is Outagamie County Executive and friend of the Devil's Advocates. You know him. You love him. He's Tom Nelson. Welcome back, Tom. How you been, man?
It's great to be back. It's great to see you. You know that? You know, it's radio, though, but you've got a face for TV. I'm not sure what you're doing on radio.
Well, you haven't seen my hairline. I'm wearing a hat.
Way to suck up to the host, Tom. Hey, gets you everywhere.
Hey, I'm a paying customer, right, folks? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Tom, obviously, we'll do small talk, but Roe v. Wade overturned today, man. Abortion's illegal in Wisconsin. Perhaps not the way the Dems would have chosen to launch their convention, but as a U.S. senatorial candidate, it's obvious. It was coming. Tom, what's your reaction to
it? Well, I mean, here's Wisconsin. It's a classic Wisconsin summer afternoon. You know, it's sunny, 90 degrees, but this is one of the darkest days in this state's history. Here we are in 2022, and women and men are fighting for basic reproductive rights for women 50 years after the Supreme Court decided that. And so for 50 years, women have been attacked by these right-wing legislatures. And now in Wisconsin, not only are we dealing with the repeal of Roe, but here in Wisconsin, we're one of a few states where there's a criminal statute. And not only is it a criminal statute for a doctor who performs an abortion, but this thing goes back to 1849. Think about that. And the Republican legislature, which will probably be locked in majority, maybe in a supermajority for at least 10 years, there's not going to be any relief, and there's not going to be any justice for women in this state. And so this, I think, is going to be a pretty big issue at this convention. You know, my campaign has been on any number of issues. I mean, a lot of it's grounded in economic justice, and we've talked about that before, though. But this is an issue that is really going to be on the mind of, it might be the issue on the mind of convention goers this weekend.
Tom, obviously the current U.S. Senator you'd like to go against, Ron Johnson, his early comment, basically he applauds this rolling back of 50 years of precedent. Ron is all down for this. So one other point you made, you talked about the current makeup of the state court, the legislative branch. We're not going to get relief. Women are not going to get relief through state law in Wisconsin. Tom, the only way we're going to get relief is to change the numbers, probably in the U.S. Senate and probably by defeating Ron Johnson. Let's start with this issue and we'll move on to the J6. But what do you think about Ron's stance?
Well, you know, if you listen to what he said, though, he's saying that there should be exemptions for rape and incest. But that's brand new. I don't think he was saying that before. So that tells me for a lot of Republicans, it's the proverbial dog catch.
Well, he said it's going to be a little messy, too.
Oh, well, yeah, that too, though. But I think Republicans are realizing that maybe, the proverbial dog that catch up to the milk truck saying, okay, now Roe has been repealed. We have an 1849 law. No one's going to repeal it. And this is a pretty big deal. What are we going to do about it? And Ron Johnson, you know, per usual, is going to try to pass the buck on this. And he needs to take responsibility. Here's a guy who interfered in the 2020 election, who went to Madison and, I don't know, threatened Dean Knutson or gave him a vote of no confidence and got rid of him. So if he's going to interfere in state policy that way, then he needs to interfere in state policy on reproductive rights. If he believes that it needs to be changing, he needs to go to Robin Voss and whoever the majority leader is in the state Senate and get them to convene and change this law. But they're not going to do that. And the way that we deal with this here in Wisconsin, we are one of the states that we are under siege by right-wing Republican majority. And so we have to look to Washington. And so step one is to make sure that the Democratic Senate that the Democratic Senate remains in Democratic hands and that we expand our majority so that we have a working majority. And the only way that we'll have a working majority and we can address reproductive rights in any number of issues is if we win the Wisconsin seat. And I believe, I've been talking to us for the last 20 months, though, I believe I'm best positioned, as maybe my good friend Pat Kreitlow was talking about in general, I think I'm best positioned to beat Ron Johnson person because I'm the only one from a red part of the state who's won election and re-election six times. And I should also add, too, though, that when I was in the legislature, I had 100% pro-choice and NARAL voting record. Now, it's one thing to have 100% pro-choice voting record in Madison or Milwaukee or in a blue district, but I represented one of the most conservative and red districts in the legislature. But this is the right thing to do. My dad told me, my mom did too, always do the right thing, the thing that goes to your core and what you believe is right. That is how I act on this issue in the legislature, and that is how I'm going to act on this in the Senate. And once we get to the Senate and we get a working majority, the next step is we take the advice of Mark Buchan and we expand the court. We expand the Supreme Court. People say, oh, that's a radical idea. No, it's not. It's been done like six or seven times in our country's history. And yes, it's been done for political reasons. The U.S. Supreme Court now is effectively a third legislative body. But it's not really a legislative body. It's a supermajority body because of its policy-making role. Things that Republicans and conservatives have decried for years and years, they are doing this. This is major policy. Reproductive policy, this is real business. And so we need to have relief in Washington. The only way we do that is if we hold on to the Senate, get a working majority, and the person to do that is myself, Tom Nelson.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive, joining Crudy in La Crosse for the Dem Party Convention coming up this weekend. Tom, as you know, I grew up in Outagamie County, and I still have many friends. I have lots of family there, and I appreciate your position of being a progressive, a liberal in Outagamie County, but you're obviously not alone. There's a lot of folks out there in that county. Obviously, you got elected, and I think there are people that are willing to have their eyes open. They're willing to listen. They're willing to learn. Hell, Tom, I was one of them. But you know, the Roe v. Wade thing is only one part of it. This is the attack on the constitutional right to privacy. This is going to be an attack on gay marriage, an attack on contraceptives, for crying out loud, anti-sodomy laws. I mean, these things go back to 1965 with contraception. Right. I mean, these are issues that are going to impact every single person, whether they think it will or not. So, ultimately, Tom, can this be phrased as an attack on privacy, and do you think people will be receptive to that message?
Yes, and this is not a hypothetical scenario. This will happen. Justice Thomas articulated in his opinion that everything is on the table for substantive due process. So, yes, it's about the right to privacy, but it's about all substantive due process rulings. I mean, that is an incredible body of law that's now on the table. This is just the beginning. As dark as this day is in this country and state's history, unfortunately, this is just the beginning. And I guess to work off that metaphor, I'm not sure if there's too much light at the end of the tunnel. The only piece of light that's coming out of there is this U.S. Senate seat. If we win this U.S. Senate seat, we've got a good chance to have a working majority, get rid of the filibuster, codify Roe, and reverse this terrible trend. And the way to do that is to nominate the strongest candidate. As you said, from a red part of the state, Outagamie County, I've won elections six times. I'm not an incumbent, but hey, you know, if you win six times in red part of the state, it's a pretty good position to win statewide.
Tom, inflation, gas prices. It must be an issue on the campaign trail. You got to be hearing it from the constituents. How do you as a candidate answer that it's the economy, stupid, and Joe Biden pushing up the gas prices? How do you respond to that, Tom?
It's the Republicans' fault. Look, all you got to do seriously, think about this. The reason why we have inflation, there's a couple of factors. Number one, you have pent up consumer demand. That's because of a pandemic, all right? If there's anyone's fault for the pandemic, how that got out of control, it's Ron Johnson and Donald Trump, the Republican legislature, that made it even worse than what it could have been. So there's that issue. But then when people want to come to market and purchase items after coming out of the pandemic, there's not a lot of stuff because there aren't enough important ingredients in our supply chain. Supply chain is broken. Our supply chain is broken because Republicans and neoliberal Democrats opened up our markets, allow countries to take advantage of us, and we offshored all kind of manufacturing. So now we don't control the products that we invented and the products that consumers need. And the other thing, too, is we know that 60% of inflation is being driven by corporate profits, corporate greed. We need a windfall profits tax for oil companies and for the corporations that have been breaking millions, billions, and taking advantage of the consumer. So that's what I talk about. I break it down to economics. And I'll tell you what, if you can make a good economic argument, Democrats win every single time.
You know, currently, Tom, you beat Ron Johnson in the polling. New polling out, Marquette University Law School polling. You are one of three Democratic candidates that apparently beat Ron, but all I would care about is if I could beat Ron, and right now you can, sir.
Well, you know, I kind of feel bad for one of the fellows that was on the survey.
The only one of the popular upper echelon Dems that's not beating Ron, that guy?
I mean, here's this guy who spent
He'll join us at 6:05 tomorrow from the convention, but please continue.
Please, I will come back at 6:15 if you want to want a rebuttal to that. Look, this fella has a dad who spent $9 million trying to buy his son a Senate seat, and he is losing to Ron Johnson by 3 points. That's not a really good return on investment. So, yes, we are winning just as we were winning a year ago when I did a poll. We're beating Ron Johnson by 4 points. A lot's happened by then. We've only spent about $70,000 or $80,000 on TV versus $9 million for one of the opponents and about $3 million for another one and 80% name recognition for the other thing. So, one, we get on the air. We get our message out. There is a clear path to victory. Once we get through the primary, we're going to beat Ron Johnson.
Tom, you're up on Devil Radio. That's priceless. Come back with us. I got to find U.S. Can you stick around?
Of course I can.
All right. Tom Nelson, live from Buzzard Billy's in God's Country, La Crosse. We'll come back to the table. More Devil's Advocates. The Democratic Party convention going off tomorrow. This big show ain't done yet. Phone lines, you can join us, 844-967-2789.
Stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Tom Nelson, Outagamie County executive, friend of the Devil's Advocates, and senatorial candidate from the great state of Wisconsin. Tom, thanks for sticking around. Obviously, Senator Ron Johnson got in some heat. The first U.S. senator mentioned in the January 6th hearings, and he got a lot of slack.
You're number one, Ron.
And people started legitimately asking questions like, Ron, what the hell? And his story has evolved, let's call it, over the last couple of days. Tom, I want to get your reaction, an opportunity for you to push back regarding Ron Johnson's role in helping foment a coup on this country by attempting to deliver these fraudulent electors from the state of Wisconsin and from Michigan. Tom, what's your take on how what the facts are and how the senator has reacted to it?
Well, unfortunately, our campaign was right. If you go back to February of 2021, we put up a billboard outside of his house accusing him of committing treason. A little controversial because that was based on his actions on the Homeland Security Committee that he was chairing at the time, because he was the main voice that was ginning up all of these conspiracies, these election conspiracies. And then a year later, on the anniversary, I called on the J6 committee to subpoena Ron Johnson. And kind of people like, oh, yeah, well, that's just kind of like a ploy. That's kind of like a stunt. No, I think that there's something going on here. And sure enough, we were right. He was the first senator mentioned. He has clearly committed a crime. The Department of Justice must investigate, regardless of the overall conclusions made by J6. He needs to be tried. I mean, this is treason. He was literally and physically handing over a fake slate of electors. That would be an attempt to overturn a fair and free election. What we had the suspicion has been confirmed. And he, you know, not only does he not belong in the U.S. Senate, I think he belongs in jail.
I concur, sir. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates live from La Crosse. Tom Nelson at the table. So, Tom, obviously, as much as we might want that to happen, and we might think it's merited, Matt Stoll's going to get due process, even if he's indicted. He's not going to be convicted between now and Election Day, and all efforts to prevent him from being on the ballot have been dismissed, my understanding. So in all probability, he is going to be the Republican nominee. I think there's an opponent, but no one's going to beat Ron as the incumbent until we get to the general. So, Tom, do you think these issues of January 6th, do you think what there are multiple criticisms of Ron, but which one would you lead with?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? This is probably the toughest question of the whole campaign. I mean, the big challenge running against an incumbent, which I've done a couple times before, you got to define the incumbent before they define you. You got to give them a reason not to vote for the incumbent and then vote for yourself. And look, this is Wisconsin. This is a heavy manufacturing agricultural state. This is a working family state. And so the biggest issue, the biggest response is going to be the economic argument. I believe that is going to be the strongest regardless of everything that is going on. But I will say this, and I thought this is where the question was going. Back in January 2021, you know, as awful as the insurrection was, people were asking, oh, well, you know, they're not going to remember this 18 months ago during the election. So a year and a half from now, people will have forgotten about it. No, you have a January 6th committee that has only gotten worse. And so what we had predicted, we made the predictive judgment that there is something really rotten at its core, turned out to be right. So I believe, now my campaign, we're not going to lead necessarily on this issue. It's going to be a very big part of the issue. But look, you can't get distracted from the fact that a bottom line, campaigns are not about the candidates. Campaigns are about the voters and how to make their life a little easier. So economic justice, health security, those have been the two main tenets of my campaign. What happened on January 6th, that will be a big part of it, though, but I believe ultimately to win the hearts and minds and to persuade people, that little thin band of independent, persuadable voters, most of which are in the Fox Valley, my neighbors, in order to do that, you got to focus on bread and butter economic issues. That's why I did in the assembly and why I won three times. That's why I've been as county executive and why I've also won three times.
Well, Tom, again, I got to tell you, growing up in Outagamie County, I do know that as hardworking people, and you know, I worked on the farm and I scraped the cow manure off my boots after I got done milking the cows at my neighbor's farm, the issues that they have, certainly economic, everybody has those, but a lot of people do not like being lied to. A lot of people do not like politicians engaging in an act to throw out their votes, because I think a lot of people would realize, Tom, that even if it's their guy doing it now and it's for their quote-unquote benefit and their guy won, if you're going to engage, if somebody engages in that kind of behavior and you find it as a positive, well, they're going to do it against you at some point. So I think the philosophy and the consistency of whatever your morals are is going to play a role. Do you think you can, is that something you think you can drill down on and pull in some of those rural folks? Because no one wants to be lied to, Tom.
That's right. And, you know, it's not really effective to go and call someone a liar. But what is effective is just, you know, not to give them any slack and let them make a fool of themselves, in the case of Ron Johnson, to change his story again and again and again and again. You know, folks are looking through it, so I think just based on his actions and what he has said and what he has done really undermines his credibility, and that goes to trust, that goes to honesty. At the end of the day, issues are very important, though, but people cast their ballot based on character, on honesty, and trustworthiness. So even if you are a Democrat in a red part of the state, if you come across as honest, you're hardworking, and you're sincere, you won't get every vote, of course, though, but you will get a lot, and hopefully in most cases, to win. So I think that's the key to winning, both for the primary as well as in the general election.
Well, Tom, it starts this weekend, Democratic Party Convention La Crosse. You get to give a speech on Sunday. What time's your speech? And it better be a sidewinder, sir. You got to win hearts and minds.
I think it's 11 o'clock on Sunday. Yeah, I think it is. Love it. A stem winder. All right. I'll have to work on that.
I always
recommend
meet
those expectations. The expectations has been set right here on Crude Show. Love it.
Hey, Tom, if people want to get involved in your campaign, if they want to support the campaign, how could they do so?
Go to our website, Nelson4WI.com. Nelson4WI.com.
Tom, last thing. When someone calls you a preacher's kid, is that an insult after Scott Walker kind of put the taint on it?
No comment. I'm just kidding.
Tom Nelson, U.S. Senatorial candidate, Outagamie County Executive. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates. Dom, we'll come back from Buzzard Billy's 222. More of the Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on.
Thanks, Tom.
said that it's settled as a precedent of the Supreme Court entitled to respect under